some sunlight before, do you feel a little refreshed?
我们每天都需要阳光。
So we need our sunlight daily.
有足够的阳光才不会有忧郁症。
When you have enough sunlight, you will not have depression.
那我们也同样也需要从神来的亮光。
And so we also need the light from God.
那我们继续来查考约伯记的第一章。
Let's continue with our studies on Job chapter 1.
那我们接下来呢要讲第二节到第五节。
And we will talk about verse 2 to verse 5.
我们给他一个主题哦。
And we will be given a topic.
就是暴风前的平静。
And the calm before storm.
这是一个完美的家庭。
And also a perfect family.
约伯在遇到这个考验之前呢，他有一个完美的家庭。
Before Job came to this test, he had a perfect family.
那这个平安的日子啊，就有点像暴风之前的平静。
So the peaceful days that he had, it seems like the calm before the storm.
我们知道这个台风要来，飓风要来之前啊，有时候你会在海边看一看，或者是得看看天，有时候特别平静。
Sometimes you know that before the storm comes, if you stand by the shoreline, you see that the sea is very calm.
但是在很短时间之内，那个飓风一来了，就完全就不一样。
But in a very short span of time, then when the storm comes, everything changes.
我们的人生也是这样。
Our life is the same thing.
今天很平安。
And it's very peaceful today.
明天可能遇到很大的风浪。
Tomorrow we will come into a great calamity.
今天很健康。
Today you're very healthy.
可能明天就被告知啊，其实已经得了绝症。
Maybe tomorrow you'll be told that you have terminal illness.
很多事情我们不是可以自己预料的。
Many things we cannot anticipate.
但是至少约伯呢，他遇到这个考验之前呢，他是有一个非常好的家庭。
At least for Job, before he came to this test, he had a wonderful family.
他能够有那么美好的家庭啊，也是一种神的祝福。
So when he has such a perfect family, it's due to God's blessings.
也是神给他的智慧啊。
This is also wisdom given to him by God.
那约伯他在面对考验之前呢，他有什么福气呢
？So what kind of blessing does he have before meeting this test?
他拥有世人眼中一切看为福气的东西。
And he has everything that the human can possibly think that's considered blessing.
我们先来看第二节。
And let's read verse 2.
约伯记一章的二节。
Job chapter 1 verse 2.
他生了七个儿子，三个女儿。
And seven sons and three daughters were born to him.
他第一个福气就是有十个儿女。
So the first blessing is he has 10 children.
七个儿子，七个就是完全数啊。
And seven sons, seven means the perfect number.
那三个女儿，所以加起来十个也是完全数。
Three daughters, and then when you add them up, it becomes 10. This is also a perfect number.
那古代的人呢，不一定古代的人，前几代的人，孩子生的也比较多。
And so the people in the past, in the ancient times, they have many children.
那这里说了，他总共有十个孩子。
So here it says that he has a total of 10 children.
这个本来就是一个神给他的福气。
And so this will be a blessing from God.
我们看诗篇127篇。
And let's turn to Psalm chapter 127.
诗篇127篇。
Psalm chapter 127.
第三节。
Verse 3.
诗篇一百二十七篇的第三节。
Psalm chapter 127 verse 3。
一百二十七篇第三节。
Psalm chapter 127 verse 3。
儿女是神所赐的产业，所怀的胎是他所给的赏赐。
Behold, children are the heritage from the Lord; the fruit of the womb is a reward.
少年时所生的儿女，好像勇士手中的剑。
And like arrows in the hand of a warrior, so are the children of one's youth.
所以约伯能够生出这十个儿女啊，真的是神给他的很大的恩典。
So indeed, Job can have 10 children. This is great blessings from God.
他有孩子啊，有生命的这种传承。
And so when you have children, so you would have passing on of your inheritance.
这个孩子流的血是你跟你的配偶所流的血。
And so your children are from your bloodline.
有基因，也有你的形象。
And also they would have your genes and your image.
如果有一个孩子已经是神的祝福了，更何况是有十个呢
？So even with one child, this is a blessing from God. So what about 10?
有时候看到前几代的那些长辈们都很佩服，哇，生六个、七个、八个。有这十个孩子，我怎么养呢
？Sometimes I would see the older generations will have six, seven, or even 10 children. So I was thinking that how can they possibly raise them all?
也是每个这样都养大了。
But all of them actually grew up.
所以儿女是神所赐的产业。
So children are from the inheritance of God.
对，年轻人应该有这个观念。
So as a youth, we should have this concept.
除非是你身体啊，真的是神没有赏赐给你，或者是真的是生不出来。
Unless maybe you have you're physically unable to bear any children.
不然的话呢，应该每个人呢都应该尽量的去生儿养女。
And so, but otherwise, everyone should try to born and raise children.
这个是神给每一个人的责任，也是给每一个人的福气。
So this is the duty of every individual, also as blessings.
我们看第三节，看回来约伯记一章的第三节。
And let's turn back to Job chapter 1 verse 3.
接下来呢，他有很多的财产。
Also, he has much possessions.
因为如果儿女很多，但是很穷，那也不好。
But because if you have many children, if you very poor, this is also not a good thing.
但是呢，神赐给他很多东西。
But God gave him many things.
一章的第三节。
And chapter 1 verse 3.
他的家产有七千羊、三千骆驼、五百对牛、五百母驴，并有许多仆婢，这人在东方人中作为自大。
Also, his possessions were 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, 500 female donkeys, and very large household, so that this man was the greatest of all people of the East.
这是代表说神让他成为东方的首富。
So this is, he's considered the wealthiest man in the East.
你可以想象，如果今天我们有一个信徒是南加州的首富，这样多好啊！盖会堂就找他就好了。
And can you imagine that if we have a member that's the wealthiest man in Southern California, so every time when we need to build a church, we could just find him.
在圣经里面呢，大概当首富的这个艺人哦，大概就只有约伯。
And so, when the Bible describes the wealthiest person, maybe it's only Job in the Bible.
当然也有所罗门啊，那后来他也变质啊，他来也离开了这个拜偶像。
There was also Solomon, but he later on changed too. He came to worship the idols.
但是你仔细看哦，圣经里面真的是艺人，但是又很有钱的。数目很少。
And so if you examine the Bible closely, the righteous man that's very wealthy is very limited in numbers.
为什么这样呢？
And why is that the case?
为什么神不让每一个敬畏他的人都像约伯这样很有钱？这样会堂盖会堂的时候就不用祷告那么辛苦了吗？
And so why can't God allow each and every individual to be like Job? So if we need to build any chapels, and we don't have to work so hard.
不用筹款那么辛苦啊。
And we don't need to have fundraising.
但神是可以这样，让每一个信他的人都像约伯那么有钱。
And of course, God can allow everybody to be this way, like Job.
但神也故意不让这种事情发生。
But God has done this on purpose.
因为神知道在财富的背后啊，是一种重担，也是一种考验。
And because God knows that behind wealth, that this is also a burden and a test.
你成为一个地方的首富，又还没有离开神，还是个艺人，这个就很难。
When you become the wealthiest person in the region, and then you have not departed away from God, and you're very holy, this is very hard.
很穷的时候靠神，这个是天经地义的，这个是理所当然，因为你有这个需要。
And when you are in poverty, then it's natural that you will rely on God because you have this need.
常常看到一些弟兄姐妹啊，从自己的故乡啊，来到北美洲。
And so I would often come across brothers and sisters who have departed their homeland and came to North America.
刚来的时候还没有身份。
When they first came, they don't have any status.
没有工作。
They don't have a job.
没有钱。
They are not wealthy.
什么都没有，连车子都没有。
And they don't have anything, and they don't have a car.
哇，每天晚上来聚会。
And they would come to church every single night.
拼命祷告。
And they would pray hard.
礼拜三也来，礼拜五也来。
They would come Wednesday nights and Friday nights.
因为还没有工作嘛，所以礼拜六一定来。
And so because the fact that they don't have a job, they would definitely come on Saturdays.
那神就开始祝福了。
And so God started to bless them.
一样一样都有了。
And one thing at a time, they would still have.
人很奇妙啊，拥有的越多啊，就越不需要神。
But man is very strange this way. The more you have, the less that you need God.
等他什么都有的时候，他就比较少出现了。
And once the person has everything, then you don't really see this person around.
你还要去访问，要请他来。
And you need to visit him and please ask him to come.
他说我很忙啊。
He says, I'm very busy.
我有空我会来。
And if I have time, I will come.
但是有了钱就没有空。
And once you have wealth and or money, you don't have time.
没有空也就等于没有了信仰。
And so if you don't have time, that means you don't have any faith.
所以我看约伯记啊，这个人很不容易。
And
那么有钱。
So, when you're reading the book of Job, this is not a simple person because he is so wealthy.
但是却不怎么看重他的钱。
But he doesn't really care about his wealth.
还是看重他的信仰。
He really cares about his faith.
这个才是真正的义人，难能可贵。
So, this is a truly righteous man and is very rare.
有时候神给我们一点点祝福啊，就试验我们的心啊，把我们试验出来了。
And sometimes God will give us a little bit of blessing and just wanted to test our heart and it will reveal.
有一些人呢，有一点点钱而已啊，真的是也不是真的是大有钱人，但是比较有钱而已，讲话就不一样。
And so some people, once they have a little bit of money and they're not the wealthiest person, but they would change their tones in their speech.
但是约伯不是这样的人。
But Job is not this way.
所以钱可以试验一个人的信仰的实在。
And so money can test the genuineness of their faith.
所以约伯是非常富有的人。
So Job is somebody that's very wealthy.
但是他没有这样子，因为这样就不看重信仰或者离弃神。
And but he does not because of his wealth, then he would neglect God, neglect his faith.
因为约伯知道一点。
Because Job would know certain things.
因为圣经说啊，钱财啊会长翅膀，有一天会飞走。
And because the Bible says that money would grow wings and one day it will fly away.
在这个约伯这个例子来说，真的是这样子。
So in the case of Job, this is really the case.
很有钱，但是一天之内，所有钱长翅膀飞走了。
And he was very wealthy, but in a matter of one day, all the money grew wings and flew away.
神今天可以给你，神改天也可以全部让它飞走，让它拿走。
And so God can give you today, and then also another day, God could take everything away.
好了，那他拥有。世人看为宝贵的这个钱财。
And so he has what other people think that is very treasurable in on earth, which is wealth.
那这个是很好的。
And so this is indeed a good thing.
但是关键呢，我们还是要有心中的平安。
But the critical thing is that you must have peace in your heart.
我们看这个箴言的十三篇。
And let's turn to Proverbs chapter 13.
箴言十三篇。
Proverbs chapter 13.
箴言，我们看先看第十篇哦。
And let's turn to Proverbs chapter 10.
十篇的第二十二节。
Verse 22.
箴言第十章二十二节。
Proverbs chapter 10, verse 22.
十章二十二节，主所赐的福使人富足，并不加伤忧虑。
The blessing of the Lord makes one rich, and He adds no sorrow with it.
这句话非常宝贵哦。
And so this is a very precious passage.
希望我们可以追求的。
And hopefully, all of us can pursue after this.
我们也不用跟弟兄姐妹比较。
And we don't need to compare with other brothers and sisters.
也不用跟外面没有信神的人比较。
And we don't need to compare with any non-believers outside.
拥有多少并不是快乐，决定快乐最重要的因素。
So, how much you have is not a determination of how happy you are.
决定快乐的因素是你有多少的忧虑。
And so the components of making a person happy is depending on how much sorrow comes with it.
神给你很多。
God will give you much.
但如果是神给你的,
if this is from God,
神觉得你可以承担的,
and God feels that you can sustain this,
你拥有这个数量的东西, 你不会太多的忧虑, 你可以承受,
and you have plentiful amount of this thing, and then you can endure it.
但如果你觉得自己不够,
but if you feel that you don't have enough of it,
一直跟别人比较,
and you're constantly comparing yourself to others,
结果你的忧虑一直的增加,
and so our sorrow will grow with it.
我们加拿大最近的这个房市啊，在狂涨啊。我看加州应该也是这样啊。
And so in Canada recently, the real estate the market has been booming.
做什么赚钱最快呢？就是炒房子。
And I think California is the same. So what makes the fastest money is to invest in real estate.
很多人的正职都不做了，就几个合起来一起去炒房。
And so many people, they would not have a normal job, and then they would get together, and then they would invest in properties.
那有一些不只有一栋房子，有些好几栋，一直买，一直在买，一直在买。
And so some of them would not even have one house, but they would have many houses, and they would continue buying.
有一些人超过自己的力量。
And so sometimes this actually overcapacitate their abilities.
借了太多钱。
And they borrow too much money.
虽然拥有很多啊，但是哇，那个压力很大。
But they have much, but they're under great pressure.
拥有很多，但是呢，过着穷人的生活。
They have much, but they're living in a life of poverty.
明明几百万的资产，但是去外面吃一个十块钱的这个面，都不舍得。
And they have a few million dollars in assets, but they would go out and not daring to spend $10 on a meal of noodles.
也不舍得去旅行啊，去休闲啊。
And so they are afraid of going to vacation or take any time off.
所以拥有很多，但是忧虑更多，因为怕失去，或是怕
So the more you have, the more sorrow you have because you're afraid that you might lose it all.
啊，但是你看约伯，他虽然拥有很多。
And but just look at Job, although he has many things.
但是他不是把这些东西看得很重。
But he doesn't see these things as very important.
啊，那么我们再看回来第一章的第四节。
So let's turn back chapter 1 verse 4.
一章的第四节。
Chapter 1 verse 4.
他的儿子按着日期各在自己家里设摆筵席，就打发人去。请了他们的三个姐妹来与他们一同吃喝。
And his sons would go and feast in their houses, each on his own appointed days, and would send and invite their three sisters to eat and drink with them.
啊，约伯不单只有一个很美好的、很大的家庭，关键是这个家庭是很和睦的。
And so not only Job has a perfect family, more importantly, they're very harmonious.
啊，你看啊，十个儿女。
And they would, he has 10 children.
这里记载了他们都已经成家了，因为吃饭的时候轮流吃饭呢，都在自己的家里。
And so this is records that they all have their own families and well established because they would eat in their own house.
那么按着日期啊，都轮流在自己的家了，来开 party 了，来吃饭了。
So on the appointed days, they would host parties at their own home.
啊，传统的看法解释说，你看约伯的孩子整天吃吃喝喝。
And so according to traditional explanation that look at the children of Job, they would eat and drink on a daily basis.
不怎么属灵啊，整天吃饭，整天在喝酒。
And so they are not spiritual because they would eat and drink wine daily.
但是我们想一想，是不是真的是这样？
But when we think about it, is this really the case?
圣经说啊，这十个儿女在长大之后感情还那么好。
But the Bible records that the 10 children after growing up and they still are very good to one another.
还可以轮流在他们家里吃饭。
And so they would eat at the appointed day around everyone's house.
这个代表十个兄弟姐妹感情很好。
So this represents that the 10 children, they would have pretty good relationship with one another.
你不要说十个，有一些家庭啊，现代人呢，生两个就好，两兄弟就不合了。
And so let's not talk about 10. So some families would have two brothers and then they would not get along.
有一些呢是老人家在的时候还勉强见个面。
And so some of them, when their parents are still around, they would force themselves to meet each other.
过年过节，哎呀，要看老人嘛，所以在老人那边就聚集。
So maybe during New Year or holiday seasons, then because of the fact that they would need to visit their old people in the home, and then they would meet each other.
老人家一死了，也不用见面了，反正没有见面的必要。
And so once the old people dies, so they would not see each other because there's no need.
有一些呢，老人家一不在了，死了，哇，真财产。
Some of the families, once the old people dies, they would fight for inheritance.
你看了现在的家庭，虽然人不多，兄弟姐妹不多，但是很难和睦。
So if you look at the families today, some of them, they would not have so many members, but it's hard to get along.
啊，为什么这样子呢？
Why is that the case?
为什么你的儿女不和睦？
Why is it that your children cannot get along with
each other? 为什么你的儿女感情不好？
Why is it that they don't have any good relationship with one another?
你要想想这个问题。
So you have to think about this issue.
有时候你不能怪年轻人。
So sometimes you cannot blame the youth.
如果有几个儿女感情很不好的话，很可能是你在他们幼年的时候成长过程当中呢，有偏心，有不是很公平的对待。
So often, maybe if they don't get along with one another, and the fault might be onto you because when they're younger, maybe you would favor one child over the other.
当然，孩子只是自己本身有自己的个性。
And of course, every children will have their own personalities.
但是如果感情不好的关键还是父母的偏心。
And so, but I think for the fact that if they don't get along, this is due to favoritism.
因为我们当教会传道人，我们在世界各地啊，很多家庭啊，很多教会啊，看很多。
And because as a pastor, I would travel the world and then I would see many and visit many families.
啊，有一些孩子心里不平衡。
And some of the children, they feel unbalanced inside.
有些时候呢，是那个长子长女不平衡，因为弟弟妹妹出来了，取代了他了，哇，那被父母忽略了，或者是被一直比较了，哇，心里不平衡。
And sometimes is the firstborn daughters or sons because their brothers or sisters will be born later on and then they are being mistreated.
有一些呢是中间那个不平衡，如果你有超过两个孩子啊，如果是单数的孩子的话，比如说三个啊、五个啊，那中间四个中间那个人容易心理不平衡。
And sometimes it's the children in the middle because he will feel mistreated because they would he would have an older sister or a younger brother.
在座有谁是中间的，排老中的？
And、
举手看看。
Who's actually ranked in the middle? Please raise your hand.
没关系嘛，
哦，
也不少啊，哦。
And so do you feel some sort of unbalance?
有没有觉得好像被忽略？
And maybe you were neglected.
如果没有，感谢神，你的父母很成功。
And so if the answer is no, thank God that because your parents were very successful.
如果有不平衡，这个是很正常，因为有时候父母的忽略。
And but if you feel unbalanced, this is very normal because this is due to the neglect of parents.
所以我们当父母要求神给智慧。
And so as parents, you have to pray to God for wisdom.
约伯十个儿女，不单只小时候感情好，长大感情也好。
And so with Job, he has 10 children. When they get along when they were younger, even so when they are adults.
好到还可以常常你去我家吃饭，我去你家吃饭。
They could even go to one another's home to have meals.
这个不是很美的事情吗？
And how wonderful this is.
这个是有智慧的人才有办法做得到。
And this is can only be accomplished to it from people that has wisdom.
我们看这个箴言。
And let's turn to Proverbs.
15章。
Chapter 15.
箴言十五章十七节。
Proverbs 15:17.
箴言十五章十七节。
Proverbs 15:17.
我们可以从十六节开始。
And let's read from verse 16.
箴言十五章十六节。
Proverbs chapter 15 verse 16:17.
少有财宝敬畏神，强如多有财宝慌乱不安。
Better is little with the fear of the Lord than great treasure with trouble.
第十七节
verse 17.
吃蔬菜彼此相爱，强如吃肥牛彼此相恨。
Better is a dinner of herbs where love is than fatted calf with hatred.
这是每一个父母啊都希望得到的。
And so this is every single parent who wishes to gain.
家里不需要很有钱。
And you don't need to be very wealthy at home.
房子不需要很大。
You don't need to have a big house.
但是都希望里面都是快快乐乐，充满欢笑声音。充满彼此的这个爱。
But you're wishing that the family is abound with happiness and then full of joy.
肥牛当然很好。
A fatty calf is definitely good.
但是如果买不起，吃简单的也可以。
But if you cannot afford it, then we can eat a little more simple.
但是吃的时候快快乐乐。
But when you're eating the meal, you're very happy and glad.
这个就是家庭的美。
So this is the beauty of a family.
约伯一定是从小就跟这十个孩子非常的非常的亲近，非常的好。
And so Job definitely spends much time and get along with his children.
那我们今天也是一样。
So we are the same today.
我们在神的恩典里面呢，也不要忽略家庭的这个天伦之乐。
So under the grace of God, then we should not neglect the family joyfulness.
要多花时间呢，跟家人在一起。
We have to spend more time with our family.
不要忙到啊。连跟家人吃饭的时间都没有。
And do not be so busy to the point that you don't have time to eat dinner with them.
我们看诗篇一百二十八篇。
And let's turn to Psalm chapter 128.
诗篇一百二十八篇。
Psalm chapter 128.
从第一节。
Verse 1.
诗篇一百二十八篇第一节。
Psalm chapter 128, verse 1.
诗篇一百二十八篇第一节。
Psalm chapter 128, verse 1.
凡敬畏神、遵行他道的人，便为有福。
Blessed is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in his ways.
你要吃劳碌得来的。
So you have to enjoy the fruit of your labor.
你要享福事情顺利。
So you want to enjoy and the reaping of your rewards.
第三节。
Verse 3.
你妻子在你的内室好像多结果汁的葡萄树。
And your wife should be like the fruitful wine.
你儿女围绕你的桌子好像橄榄摘子。
So in your very heart of your house, your children like olive plants all around your table.
这是敬畏神的人给他的福气。
And so, this is the blessing from somebody that fear God.
什么福气呢？
And what is the blessing?
天伦之乐。
And the joyfulness of a family.
天伦之乐是透过什么重点表现出来呢？
And so, how this is being reenacted?
透过什么？
What is this through?
不是一起祷告啊。
And this is not praying together.
祷告当然是要。
And of course you have to pray together.
不是一起去聚会啊。
And this is not going to service together.
当然聚会也是要。
And of course you have to attend service together.
这个天伦之乐是什么表现出来？
And so the joyfulness of the family, and how is this reenacted?
透过一起吃饭。
And this is spending time eating meals together.
你不要轻看吃饭哦。
And so do not look light upon this.
你不要轻看一家人一起吃饭。
And do not see this as something that's very unworthy.
家庭感情很好，常常一起吃饭的感情就会更好。
And so you get closer when you eat together as a family member.
如果回到家自己吃自己的，那些家庭的关系啊，通常都很疏离的。
And so when you go, and those that goes home and eat alone, usually they don't have a good family relation.
你就说了，哎呀，我不是不想跟我孩子吃饭啊，我不是跟我孙子吃饭啊，他们都不理我啊。
And so you would say that it's not that I don't want to eat with them, it's because they don't want to eat with me. They don't pay attention to me.
那你要想想为什么他不想跟你吃饭。
And so you have to think about why is it that they don't want to eat with you.
有些家长啊，长辈啊，一坐下来吃饭啊，就开始教训。
So some of the parents, once they sat down, they would start rebuking their children.
平常没有机会念嘛。
Because they don't have any other time.
吃饭的时候坐在对面，哇，把握这个机会只有十五分钟。
And so during dinner time, you only have 15 minutes, so you have to hold on to this chance.
问长问短，然后练东练西。
Ask many questions and making accusations.
本来年轻人胃口很好的，结果哎呀，很烦了，赶快吃，哎，不吃了，吃完了，走了。
So the teenager used to have a pretty good appetite, but after hearing all of this, and then decided to cut the meal short.
吃饭的时候不要教训。
So when you eat together, do not discipline.
吃饭就好好吃。
And let's eat well together.
闲话家常，聊天，聊开心的事情。
And let's talk about something positive.
吃饭的时候跟儿女的关系就是这样建立起来。
So when you have meals with your children, this is how you build your relationship with your children.
如果孩子的孙子的那个时间不能每天都约一个时间，一个礼拜至少一次。
And so if your children's or grandchildren's don't have the time, but you would at least meet up once a week.
经济许可，至少一个礼拜一次，让妈妈不要煮得那么辛苦，也去外面吃一顿，那是两顿。
And so if if the economy allows, then at least once a week, then do not let your mother cook so much and labor so much, and then just go out and eat.
这个就是家庭天伦之乐的。
So this will be the joyfulness of a family.
吃饭很重要。
Spending time.
因为我们现在都早上都没吃嘛，大部分人都进食嘛，所以等一下吃饭就会很开心。
And so most of the people fasted this morning, so when we eat lunch later on, a lot of people will be very happy.
那么心理学家人证明了，你吃东西一吃进去，整个人就开心了，就聊什么都聊开了。
And because once you partake the food, then you could talk about anything you want.
那我以前认识一个长辈，很有意思。
So I used to know an elderly person who was very interesting.
他老了，但是还年轻，还是很喜欢跟他吃饭。
But he's very elderly in age, but the youth likes to eat with him.
孩子啊，女儿啊，孙子孙女都很喜欢，每个礼拜一定是很喜欢跟他吃饭。
And so the children were grandchildren, and every week they would love to eat with him.
那后来我问他为什么了。
So I asked him why.
因为这个长辈啊，都说来来一起吃饭，我们去吃好的，那我来买单。
And because he says, he would gather everyone and then say, let's go eat something good, and then I would pick up the check.
阿公来买单，这个长辈来买单。
And so the grandfather would pick up the check.
当然一般来说应该年轻人赚到钱啊，应该请阿公吃饭，请爸爸吃饭啊。
And of course, when the children make some money, they should spend the money and treat the grandfather.
年轻人有他自己的经济压力，他自己都不舍得去吃饭，有时候要跟你去吃饭，他要买单，当然是孝顺，但是他也有压力嘛。
But as being the teenager, of course, then you have certain pressure and burden.
但是这个长辈啊，他就看得很开。
But this elderly person, but he would see this very casually.
他说我的钱也花不完。
And he says, I have so much money, I can't even spend it.
将来带走了，还不是留给他们。
And so even if I leave it behind, then it would be belonging to the grandchildren.
以后给他们，他们也不会谢我一声。
And so I give this to them later on, they will not thank me for it.
我请他们吃饭，他每次都要谢谢我。
But if I buy them dinner all the time, every single time, they would thank me.
儿子啊，女儿啊，孙子孙女一起吃饭，都会谢谢我。
And so that my sons and daughters and grandchildren, and then everyone would thank me.
所以不如我来请客。
So I think it's easier if I pay for the dinner.
当然是等到如果老人家生日啊，什么大日，当然是年轻人请客。
And of course, if it's the birthday of the elderly person, then the children and grandchildren will pay.
那如果是平常呢？都是老人家请客。
And if this is ordinary occasions, of course, he would pay the bill.
年轻人不用付钱，吃得特别开心嘛。
And so when the teenagers don't have to pay, they would eat
very happy. 爸爸请客，
阿
公请客，当然开心。
And when the grandfather pays, then of course they would be very happy.
所以这也是一种老人家的智慧。
And so this is also a wisdom from the elderly.
经济许可，经济如果许可。
If your budget allows,
多跟年轻人吃饭。
And try to eat as often with your children.
到我们年轻人赚到钱了，也要多孝顺父母，带他们去吃饭。
And when as the children, if you make a lot of money, then obviously you have to treat them as well.
你赚到钱有这种力量，当然就是要孝顺父母。
So when you and you when you are capable, you have to honor your parents.
所以每天约伯的十个儿女啊，轮流在不同的家开 party 啊，吃饭。
And so the children of Job would spend time in partying around the different homes.
那我们看回来第一章。
And let's turn back to chapter 1.
第五节,
verse 5.
约伯记第一章的第五节,
Job chapter 1, verse 5.
筵席的日子过了，约伯打发人去叫他们自解。他清早起来，按着他们众人的数目献燔祭，因他说，因为他说，恐怕我儿子犯了罪，心中弃掉神。约伯常常是这样行。
Hence, so it was when the days of feasting had run in the course, that Job would send their sanctify them, and he would rise early in the morning and offer burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job said, it may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. Thus Job did this regularly.
那我们来看这个约伯，他另外一种福气，这是属灵的福气。
So another aspect of Job's blessing, which is the spiritual blessings.
这是这个家的大家长，这是约伯，帮。
So he's the patriarch of the family, and he would make offerings on behalf of his children.
这是建立一个属灵的祭坛。So
this is to build a spiritual altar.
因为约伯啊，看他们每天这样吃饭，当然很高兴，但是有时候会不会心中弃掉神呢？
And of course, Job is very glad to see their children eating and enjoying each other's company, but he would wonder that maybe they would. Abandon God in their hearts.
我们来想想，为什么有什么可能性约伯的孩子犯了罪，心中弃掉神？
What kind of possibility that the children would sin against God and then maybe abandon God?
当然，你可以解释说他们是不是吃喝的时候喝醉啦，讲那些话啦，或者怎么样呢？
So maybe you can explain that maybe while in their parties that somebody would be drunk and say the wrong things.
但我想应该不是这样。
I don't think this is the case.
为什么约伯会担心他们心中弃掉神？
So why would Job be worried that they would forsaken God in their hearts?
其实这个原文呢，心中弃掉神呢，他是写说，他不是写弃掉神，他是原文是说他bless God and die，就是说好像在称颂神，然后这个意思。
And so the original text means bless God in their hearts.
当然了，原文他不会直接把写这个弃掉这个字出来，他是用这个另外一个字来表达。
And so in the original text, they would not use the word sin and cursed.
但是呢，这心中弃掉神，就是以不再以神为中心的这种过生活了。So
when you sin and curse God in their hearts, that means that God is not in the center of your life anymore.
哦，我们来看这个箴言。And
let's turn to Proverbs.
箴言的第三十章。
Proverbs chapter 30.
箴言的第三十章,
Proverbs chapter 30,
第七节,
verse 7.
箴言的三十章第七节,
Proverbs chapter 30, verse 7.
三十章第七节,
Proverbs chapter 30, verse 7.
我求你两件事，在我未死之先，不要不赐给我。
Two things I request of you, deprive me not before I die.
第八节,
verse 8.
箴言三十章第八节,
Proverbs chapter 30, verse 8.
求你使虚假和谎言远离我，使我也不贫穷，也不富足，赐给我虚荣的饮食。Remove
falsehood and lies far from me. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with the food allotted to me.
第九节,
verse 9.
恐怕我饱足不认得，说主是谁呢？又恐怕我贫穷就偷窃，以致亵渎我神的名。
Lest I be full and deny you and say, Who is the Lord? Or lest I be poor and steal and profane the name of my God.
这个是阿古尔的祷告。And
so this is the prayer of Agur.
他一辈子求神两件事情。And
so throughout his lifetime, he only asked God of two things.
他求神不要不给他。And
he asked God not to deprive him of this.
第一样，虚假谎言远离他。And
first, he wants all falsehoods and lies.
人就是怕越做越假。
To be far away from him, because as man, then he doesn't want to be a falsehood.
孩子不会说谎，一说谎大家就看透了。
And it's because the children normally would not lie, but once they lie, then you would see this.
人越长大了，越会演，越会讲。
And the older the man gets, they would know how to hide lies.
但是神不喜欢戴面具的人，神不喜欢假人。
But God doesn't like anybody that wears a mask with falsehood.
神不喜欢说谎的人。
And God doesn't like people that tell lies.
那第二件事情，他求神给他的。
And the second thing that he asked God of this,
就是不要给他太贫穷，也不要给他太有钱啊。
Do not let him be too in poverty or riches.
给我够就好了。
Just give me enough.
我看这个祷告，我们99%的人都没有穷。
And so I guarantee you that maybe 99% of people does not pray this way.
我们的求说神啊，祝福我。
And we will pray God, God, please bless me.
给我更多。
Please give me plentiful.
很少人说祷告说神啊，够了够了，可不可以不要给那么多？
Very rarely anybody would pray that, God, I have enough. Please don't give me anymore.
我们通常想说神啊，越多越好。
And then we would often say that, God, please give me more and more.
让我可以奉献啊，让我可以怎么样啊？其实心里面都想说，多的话是为了谁？哎呀，自己也可以舒服一点嘛。
So that I can make offerings. Of course, that inside your heart, you're thinking that this is only benefiting yourself.
因为东西越多，试探就越大。
Because the more possessions that you have, the more temptations you come across.
如果太多了，我就可能说我不认识神了。
So if you have so much of it, then maybe you would deny God in your heart.
这个就是约伯担心的地方。
So this is something that Job is wary about.
不是担心啊，孩子真的是去犯什么罪啊，去偷啊，去抢啊，去杀人啊，放火啊那种。
And so this is not—he's not worried about his children's maybe committing armed robbery or arsons.
他很担心，我那么有钱，我孩子的心将来会在什么上面？
And he is worried about the fact that I am so wealthy, but where the heart of my children will be on.
他的心会在物质上面吗？
And would their heart be on materialistic things?
他的心会依靠钱财吗？
Would their heart be depending on money?
他的心会一直顾着享受吗？
And would their heart be entrusted into enjoyment?
会不会有钱了，反而用这些资源去放纵情欲了？
And maybe that they would utilize their resources to indulge in their passion or desires.
失去信靠神的心。
And they will lost all trust. And fearing a fearness of God.
我们华人都很爱自己的下一代。
And so as Chinese, that we all loved our descendants.
很多人呢都很努力赚钱。
And many of us are working hard to provide.
我认识一个弟兄。
And I know a brother.
70几岁了。
And he's over 70 years old.
还是很努力赚钱。
And he's still working hard to make money.
人家都退休了，他还是很努力赚钱。
And he's not retired, but he's still working hard.
人家问他为什么你还赚钱？
And so people will ask him that, why are you still working so hard?
我要为我的孙子赚钱。
And he says, I want to work hard for my grandchildren.
不是为儿子而已，还为孙子。
And this is not only for the sons, but grandchildren.
另外一个弟兄。
Another brother.
5个孩子。
5 children.
哇，很努力赚钱，过了退休年龄也不退休。
And he works very hard, and then after retirement age, he would not retire.
我的目标就是5个孩子，至少一人一栋房子。
And my goal is that every single children, they would all have one house to their name.
我们都很爱儿女啊。
And so all of us, we love our child.
爱他们的肉体啊。
And we love their physical flesh.
怕他们以后结婚了，没有房子，哪个嫁给你？
And so that you're afraid that if by the time they would need to marry, and then they don't have a house, so nobody would want to marry them.
没有留点钱给他，以后他怎么生存？
And so if you don't leave any money behind, how would they possibly live on?
但是约伯记告诉我们，从约伯的祷告让我们看到。
But the book of Job tells us in his prayer that we can see.
约伯最担心的不是孩子的生活的问题。
What he cares about the most is not the welfare or the life of his children.
他反而担心有了这些之后，他会不会不把神放在他生活的中心。
But he's actually worried about whether if they have everything in the world, but they don't make God at the center of their focus.
你想想看，你的儿女或者你自己可能有两种的可能性。
And so think about yourself and your children. There's only two possible outcomes.
第一种
，first，
生活刚刚过得去而已。
And you're barely making enough to meet your
很辛苦，很有压力。
Living, and then you're under great stress.
每个月赚，每个月差不多。
And you make enough money, and then you will spend that same amount.
但是因为这样呢，你心中常常依靠神。
And because of this, then in your heart that you're constantly trusting God.
下个月真的没有工作了，就要禁止祷告了。
And so next month I would not have a job, then I would need to fast and pray.
不敢离开神太远。
And you dare not to depart too far away from God.
这样几十年呢，也是过去了。
And so you would pass this in the span of few decades.
但是因为抓住神。
And because you're holding on to God.
最后 进到神的国。
And at the end, you're allowed to enter into the kingdom of God.
另外一个可能性。
So the second possible outcome.
你拥有很多。
And you have so much.
但是你的心呢，就在你拥有的东西上面。
And but your heart is planted on the things that you have.
没有放在神身上。
And it's not planted on God.
结果离开神越来越远。
And so you're slowly drifting away from God.
到最后不认识神。
So at the end, then you don't know God anymore.
教会里面我们也看到很多人是第四、第五代的。
And so in the church, we see many fourth or fifth generation of members.
如果你能够到第四、第五代，你很幸运，神又在保守你。
So if you could come into fourth or fifth generations, you're very lucky because God actually protects you.
其实很多已经不见了。
And but actually, many have gone away.
那我们看看我们生活在美国这种环境。
And so look at us living in the country of United States of America.
环境越好，守道理就越难。
And so the better your environment, it's harder for you to keep the truth.
因为有太多东西可以让你花时间、花精神。
And because there's so many things to distract you and take you away from time.
太多好玩的东西了。
There are many fun things.
所以约伯他每天祷告。
And so Job would pray on every day.
作为一个家长。
And as a parent.
他每天按着他们的人数和数目。
And he would make offerings based on the number of people.
献上燔祭。
And to offer burnt offerings.
比如说他十个儿女嘛，那一人一只牛啊，一人一个燔祭啊。
And so, ten children, then he will make ten offerings, would be ten cattle.
他也不会缺钱，他也有很多牛羊，所以一个献一只，不是说啊随便的十个一起来，他按照他们的人数，比如说十个人十只。
And so that he's very wealthy, so he doesn't have any needs, so he would make maybe ten offerings on their behalf.
他说恐怕我的孩子心中变了。
And so he's afraid that their heart might change.
这告诉我们什么？
What is this telling us?
如果你是家里的属灵的带领者，
So if you're the spiritual leader at home,
你是爸爸，你是妈妈，
and you're the father or the mother,
你要数数你家里几个孩子。
So you have to count how many children you have at home.
你是阿公，你是阿妈，
and
祖父祖母，
you're the grandfather or the grandmother.
那就更多了。
And so you would have much more.
除了孩子之外，还有孙子。
So other than children, then you have grandchildren.
我们来看看数一数，一个要多少分钟为他们祷告每天。
And so let's count all of this. How many minutes you have to pray on their behalf?
我有三个儿子而已，没有十个。
And so I have only three sons. I don't have ten.
有时候想想，应该那时候多生几个。
And so sometimes I would think that maybe I should have more children.
传福音比较慢啊，有时候生比较快啊。
And so sometimes it's slower to preach the gospel, it's faster to give birth.
他们个性不一样。
And but all of three of my children, they have different personalities.
我跟我太太说，每天我们就是一定要为这三个孩子祷告。
And so I told my wife that we have to pray for them daily.
你发觉孩子越长大，你能做的东西就越少。
And you realize that the more that they grow, the more limited that you become to doing things for them.
你能管到的东西越少。
And there's not many things that you can govern over.
只能够交托给神呢。
So you can only entrust everything to God.
求神让他们心中不要弃掉神。
And so you ask God that they do not forsake God in their hearts.
无论富足或是贫穷。
And doesn't matter in riches or poverty.
所以我们在座很多是父母，也有长辈，也有阿公阿妈，有祖父祖母的。
And so we have many parents here. We also have grandfathers and grandmothers.
这个礼拜这个神训班哦。
This week.
我们每天都要为我们的下一代来献祭啊。
This theological seminar, you have to make sacrifices for your children.
可能你的孩子离开神已经有点远了。
And so maybe your children are a little further from God.
还没弃掉，但是已经在边缘了。
They have not completely forsaken God yet, but they're at the borderline.
所以我们要为他们举起祷告的手。
And so we have to pray on their behalf.
所以约伯这个家庭真的是很完美。
And so Job indeed has a perfect family.
那我们也追求神给我们智慧，带领我们的家庭。
So we have to ask God and ask God to give us wisdom for us to guide our families.
不一定拥有约伯那么多。
Not necessarily we should have so much like Job.
但是兄弟姐妹和睦。
Brothers and sisters get along.
常常一起吃饭。
They would often eat with one another.
然后呢，常常为他们祷告。
And you would often pray for them.
家里有平安。
You would have peace at home.
这个就是我们所追求的。
So this is what we pursue.
好，那我们这一节先讲到这里。
And so we conclude this class here.
让我们同心默祷。